Blog Talk Radio.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. At the
N-G-R-A.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
N-G-R-A.
Mac Talk Nation, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe. 90 minutes of nonstop news and entertainment dedicated to the most exciting of all motorsports. And that, my friends, that, my very, very good friends, would be grudge racing. And if you don't know, woo-wee, wildin', stylin', grudge profiling, now you know what I know. Smack Talk Show was created to be your national link to the grudge racing scene from the streets of New York all the way down to Miami and all in between. So buckle up. Get ready. Get set. Let's go. Time for the one and only Smack Talk Show with your host, the Commissioner of Grudge, Pro Stock Joe. All right. We're going to get started today. I'm going to... I came on to say that we back better than ever. Want a way to do some reorganizing, to get some thoughts straight, to take off some shackles, get clear about what's going on. Because for a little bit, I had lost my love. Not my love, but my interest, or my, what do you want to say, I didn't think we were going to be able to turn grudge racing around. I didn't know what was wrong with it, why we were off track, but the truth set me free, and I finally figured out what the truth was, why grudge racing is off the rails as much as it is, as everybody that I've talked to, that I've witnessed, that have relayed their thoughts to me about grudge racing. They all seem to believe that grudge racing is off the rails, it's off the track, and that it needs to get back to where it was, or where it needs to get back to where it was back in the day. Something needs to be changed, and I finally figured out what it was. And so I'm going to bring this message to everybody that loves grudge. all the fans, all the racers, all the promoters, all the track owners, everybody, the vendors. Had a call from a vendor today asking me if about an event that's coming up. I'll talk to you about that before I get out the air about Lion Stacks Bears. And, you know, this is a beloved sport, and it's gone to hell in a handbasket. It's off the rails completely. But anyway, we're going to put a straighten on it today. And so here we go. I'm sharing some information from you. If at any time you have a question, I ask you to kind of wait and hold them because I'll probably answer your question as we go along. If you let me get to the end, I'm not going to be here but 1 hour. We're getting off at 5:30. I have another appointment after that, so I got to get off at 5:30. But here we go. All right, so number one, and I hope I did everything right. I haven't done this for a while, so things may be a little bit offline. So number one, the truth shall set you free. From its inception, NGRA came on the scene with one purpose, to create a product that would in turn create a lot of grudge racing professionals. I mean, that's the bottom line. We came to create professionals. I mean, professional people in marketing, professional racers, professional videographers, professional photographers, professional advertising people, just a lot of professionals. Every other motorsport on the planet employs a lot of professionals, and we don't. And since I was a little kid, I noticed this disparity. I always wondered why. I finally figured out why. Created NGRA to put us on the map to make some professionals. But then everything went backwards. Everything, you know. Anyway, I found a solution now. Let's talk about it. Reggie Thigpen, Crystal, we appreciate you two for joining me today. Seems like I've been away for so long, people forget about me. But hopefully that's not the case. How you guys doing? Reggie, Crystal, can you guys hear me? I'm going to make sure I'm coming through loud and clear.
Martin Jackson, what up, doctor? It's been so long.
That's good.
Oh, I'm chilling. All right, I didn't hear all of you guys. Somebody was talking over somebody else, and so I didn't hear what you were saying. If you want to say it again, I you know, like I said, I just was saying hello, making sure I'm coming through loud and clear.
I said it's been so long, I forgot how to unmute my button.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Yeah, well, it'll be worth the wait with what I have today and what we have going forward. So, long story short, the truth shall set you free. Now, grudge racing is street racing at the track. And when we first came to the track, the street racers first came to the track, we were all identified as street racers. And that was like, it was like they were throwing shade at us by calling us street racers, although we didn't take it that way. But in order to identify ourselves, we came up with the name grudge racing, and that kind of stuck. And that was a language everybody understood what that was, grudge racing, and that's what we did. Okay. So now that we have grudge racing, we created events for us to put all the players in one place. And that was a specific term, all the players in one place, that NGRA came up with back in 2011. I looked at some old flyers, and that's what we said. Put all the players in one place. We were doing that. They were doing that before NGRA came on the scene. Now, don't get it twisted and say I said that we created grudge racing. No, we created the slogan, NGRA, all the players come out to play, all the players in one place. That's what we came up with, NGRA. Okay, so now all the players in one way. Everybody right now is clamoring for grudge racing like back in the day. Grudge racing like back in the day. Everybody wants grudge racing like back in the day. Hey, Christina, how are you? Hey, Miss Barbara, how are you? And I'm trying to get my computer where I can see what I can see. Well, I can't see much, but so I'm trying to get aloud so I can respond to some of the people on Facebook. Anthony Whitaker, what's up, Dr. Richard Ray? What's up, doctor? Okay, let me get back over here. I ain't done this in a while, y'all, so y'all forgive me if I ain't sharp. I ain't on my A game today. I ain't on my A game, right? You know, the manufacturer of this product made it to work in a certain way, and if you don't work it like it was designed to work, it don't work right, right? You get that, right? So that's the same thing. That's my message today. The truth will set you free. Grudge racing is off tracks, it's off rails, because it's being misused. What do I mean by that? Because we are having grudge shows today versus grudge fest, which is a grudge event, all right? Now, I explain all that in a minute, but I want to explain the concept about the proper use of a product, okay? Now, let's use something for an example, okay? I got a microphone here. Well, let me use something a little smaller than that. Okay, let's use a guitar. Everybody can put a guitar in your head, right? A guitar, okay? A guitar is an electric guitar. You plug it in and put an amplifier in, whatever the case might be. And the manufacturer tells you, do not use near water, right? Can't use a guitar in water. Because water is a conduit for electricity. It'll electrocute you, okay? So now pray for me. Bear with me because I'm trying to tell a story. I'm trying to get you to see something that grudge racing is being misused. Gregory Sharp, what's up, doctor? And so what happens when you have a product? Let me get my notes out because I think I'm lost right now. Hey, what's my note to? Oh, here it is. So every product, whatever it is. Okay, I use the word car. There you go. Every product, whatever it is, was created for a reason. For a reason. The reason we created the Grudge Fest was to get all the players in one place. That's why we created the Grudge Fest. That's what it was for. All the players, all the grudge players in one place. All right? That's been lost. That's been lost, and I'll explain that in just a second. Okay? Now, understand that the potential of a Grudge Fest was a lot of grudge racing, just like it was back in the day. When we got together at the Grudge Fest, it was nothing but mad grudge racing. Nothing but mad grudge racing, you know? And we got the kids in there, and the dads, and the uncles, and the old-timers is giving the young bucks the game, you know? My father, I was there with them. I watched them do their thing, and that was on the street. But I came to the track, and I watched the old timers do their thing, and they gave me the game about how to do this and how to do that and how to do this and the whole thing. So they gave me the game, but they gave it to me at the Grudge Fest while grudge racing was going on, okay? Then they told me, they laid down, grudge racing is no rules drag racing, right? It's negotiated drag racing. But they laid down some principles. These were some laws. These are some things that had to be in place in order for grudge racing to be successful, in order for everybody to get what they came for. The fans get a good show. The racers get some good racing. The promoter gets a crowded stadium. And the track owner gets a good reputation by the event that it just had. So everybody goes home happy when we had Grudge Fest back in the day. Now, let me slow down a little bit because I sometimes go too fast and I get ahead of myself. But if I'm going too fast, if you got a question, stop me and ask whatever it is, okay? Hey, Patty Keg, how you doing? So the principles protect the purpose and The principles of a thing, whatever that thing is, protect the purpose and the potential. Potential is, purpose is why something exists. Talking about Grudge Fest, and I'll use a parallel. I'll use two things at one time. A car. A car was made to drive, to transport you from one place to another place, right? That's what a car is made for. And a Grudge Fest was made to do grudge racing. That's what Grudge Fest was made for, to do grudge racing. A car was made to transport you from one place to another place. Now, there are other benefits for it, talking about potential, other benefits. Well, the benefits of a Grudge Fest, right, is you got everybody in one place. It's a family affair. You got the kids there. You know, the guys are joking around and talking smack, and everybody's loving it because it's a good atmosphere. It ain't no fighting. It ain't no crazy stuff. It's kid-friendly. The vendors are there, and, you know, they're selling their products and goods, and, the you know, everybody's getting to commune and talk to each other. That is what a Grudge Fest was created for. Same thing with a car. You can use a car for multiple things. You can use the car for styling. You know, you style. You can use it to go cross country. You can use it to race with. You can drag race with a car. You can use it to haul stuff around. There's multiple uses for the thing. The potentials for a car is limitless. But the one thing that has to happen in both cases are the principles. When somebody creates a product, like Mr. Chevrolet, Mr. Ford created their cars, you have to follow the principles, the laws which govern the use of a car, okay? Contrary to what you see on TV with Fast and Furious, cars can't fly, okay? Contrary to what you see on TV, cars don't run off of spinach. They don't run off of anything but gasoline. You can't take a car and put no other liquid in the gas tank. You can't put diesel in a gas machine, and you can't put gas in a diesel. The manufacturer, the person, the people that created that product, those are the only ones can tell you how to get the best use, successful use out of that product. Okay, wait a minute. Now, people that just came in, you got to tell me who you are. I don't know. If I don't know who you are exactly, somebody named Tommy is just about to join. Tommy, tell me who you are. Go speak up. I'm going to put you back in the waiting room and throw you out. Tommy, who are you? Let me see who else I don't know. iPhone, who is it? That Mark Jackson? I got two iPhones up here. You got an iPhone with nothing, and you got your camera closed. Open up. Let me see who you are. I'll put you in the waiting room now.
Joe, you know who this one is. I'm just on mute. I'm still at work.
Okay, big pressure. I know who you are. I wasn't speaking to you. How you doing, doctor? iPhone, one more time. Three. A good deal, doctor. Come on, guys. I want to get to my story, but you got – okay,
I
iPhone, you're going in.
Mine's iPhone 4.
Okay, that's Mark Jackson. I got you on that one. Put your name on your phone, please. Now, who are the other iPhone is? I just asked you to unmute your phone. iPhone, tell me who you are. 3, 2.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Okay, good deal. Who's that?
Okay,
what's
right
up?
Now, so I can't...
No doubt. I just need who you are. You know that you got them scammers up here doing them people doing that spam stuff. All right, guys. So again, everything is created for a purpose. Everything has potential, right? What's up, Doc? I know who you are, Dirk. What's good with you, Doctor?
Okay,
and,
bro, what's going on?
I'm holding on, Doctor. Hold on. And then you have to have the manufacturer. They come with a booklet, a pamphlet, instructions of how you use that product. If you misuse that product, if you don't use it as the manufacturer intended for it to use, you're not going to get good use out of that product. It's called you misusing the product, okay? So everybody understand that principle, that dynamic, that you have to use a thing, what it was designed to do in the first place, okay? So now, let's go back to the Grudge Fest, right? Because you agree that if you put water in a gas tank of a car, it ain't going to work, right? Can I get an amen on that? Did somebody
amen?
Use some feet? All right, good deal. All right, so let's go back to the Grudge Fest. Now, when Grudge Fest were created, right, when Grudge Fest, principles of tech, purpose, and potential, absolutely. Kathy McDougall, I don't know you know what to say and when to say it, though. I don't know where you got that from. But anyway, Clifford Milton, what's up, Doctor?
What's going on, Killer?
Jeff Linelock in the building.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So we're talking about the truth to set you free today. Just to recap real quick, we're talking about the fact that grudge racing. Everybody's complaining grudge racing is off the tracks, is off the rails right now, right? Everybody's complaining, oh, I wish grudge racing would go back like it used to be back in the day. And I finally figured out why grudge racing is off the rails right now, why it's off track, and it's real simple. It's because we are misusing it. We are misusing it. We're giving out, we're throwing grudge shows and not grudge fest anymore. Grudge shows. They had something called the greatest show on earth, and we know what that was, right? Anybody ever heard of the greatest show on earth?
That was the circus.
That was the circus. And it still is, apparently, because what's happening right now is that everybody's complaining they want the grudge fest back and not the grudge shows. And I'll tell you the difference in a second. But the bottom line is that when you want success out of a product, you have to go to the manufacturer, the people that created it, to find out how that product is supposed to be used. And grudge fests were made to highlight grudge racing. It was made as a platform, a venue to pass the game from one generation to the next. I got it from my father. I'm supposed to give it to my son. His son's supposed to give it to his son, so on and so on. You guys are involved in this deeply. You probably got introduced to it from somebody older, and they probably got introduced from somebody older than them. And you're probably right now, you should be, if you're not, schooling somebody to take your place, because that's what that's the way it works. You pass it on from generation to generation, okay? Not only bad stuff, but the good stuff too. You know, they say alcoholism and all these other things are passed on from generation to generation. So, and that's the same way, you know, sports and hobbies and businesses are passed on from generation to generation. Hey, Mudbone, tell me who you are, Mudbone. Mudbone, tell me who you are.
His name, Mudbone.
Okay, what's up, Doctor? How you feeling, man? How you feeling, man? You're from Chicago, right? I think from Chicago. Okay. Your audio is not there yet, but I see who you are. You're good, man. You're good. I just have to be careful about the little spammers, all right? What we're talking about today is why grudge racing is so off track, and it's my contention that it's because we are misusing the product today, misusing the product. People are confused about what grudge racing is and what it is not, okay? So we're going to set the record straight today. Hopefully we get it, and hopefully we I'm going to issue a challenge before I go off at 5:30 because I can't stay on any longer than that. I have another meeting after that, maybe a few minutes, but I got about 30 minutes. But the point is that we're here to make a point today, and hopefully a lot of people get it and see it, and we make a turn in the right direction, okay? So, three things. Every product was created with a purpose. Cars were created to drive, and no other purpose. Created to drive. And you can depend on, you can drive them fast, you can cruise them, you can do whatever, but cars were created for nothing else but driving. You can drive them around in a circle, you can drive them in a straight line, you can drive them zigzag, but that is what created to drive. But they have a lot of potential. They can do a lot of things, but they were created for one thing. They were created. And the people that created them, those are the people that tell you how to get the best, maximize the use out of them. And if you don't do what the manufacturer said, you're not going to have good results with the product, okay? So you take a car and you feel like putting water in the gas tank or putting diesel in the gas car, gas in the diesel, you know it's not going to work right. So you can't misuse the product. So let's get back to the grudge racing and the grudge fest. A grudge fest. In 2011, NGRA came up with the quote, all the players in one place so we can race. Now, we didn't create the Grudge Fest. We just came up with that slogan. And what that slogan was, you know, we looked at the way everybody felt about grudge racing. We capsulized that saying. When you buy a new car, it comes with a warranty. The warranty comes from the manufacturer, and the manufacturer tells you how the car operates and all the cautions and the do's and don'ts. Kind of like what I'm saying, but I'm trying to say it too fast. But anyway, so the long story short is, when the Grudge Fest was created back in the day, it was a place for the whole family to come. The whole family to come. We came from the street, and they called us street racers, and they kind of said it like they was throwing shade at us, but we came up with the name Grudge Racing, and we became proud of that, and we were authentic with ours, and everybody, they saw how proud we were of what we did, and then they came up with we came up with the term grudge racing, and then we came up with another term, grudge fest. Walter Mann was the first one I ever heard use the term. Was it Walter Mann or was it Endicott? I don't know which one, but they came up with the term grudge fest. And those grudge festivals, when you back in the day, that was a place where there was nothing going on but grudge racing. All right? You guys remember that, right? Can somebody talk to me? It's hard. Grudge fest. The grudge fest was nothing but grudge racing. There was no such thing as a shootout in a grudge fest, all right? I'm trying to get to a point. The point is, because we're mixing apples and oranges, that's why we got this circus going on today, this craziness where everybody is complaining about what they see out of the grudge game, all right? Grudge fest is a platform for grudge racing, and people are confused. The racers are confused. You got grudge racers doing shootouts. You got shootout racers thinking they're grudge racing, and nobody is doing what they were. The whole place is not what it was originally designed to do, and that's why there's so much confusion going on, all right? Users don't get to decide how a product works. When a manufacturer tells you, I made this product, and this is a cup. I can't put food in this and eat out of it, not the way it was designed. It's got a top on it. I can sip out of it, yeah. In just this case, this is nothing but pure H2O, okay? And so the point is, when you confuse people, when you get all these opinions and all these ideas and all these experiments about how to do grudge racing, all right, that's why we have this mongrel, this circus of what we got going on today, okay? People keep saying grudge racing is messed up. No, I fully disagree. Grudge racing is not messed up. It's just the people, the leaders. Let me say that. The leaders. The promoters mostly, and the grudge figures, right? Yes, it's not what was intended to be grudge racing. Janice Stocks, you are absolutely right. Because that's what the problem is today. People are misusing the product. The truth is, what has been... When you look at grudge racing, when we had the Grudge Fest, look at these flyers today. They talk about shows. We didn't have shows back in the day. We had Grudge Fest, and everybody knew what they were coming for. It was clear. Everybody knew what was going to take place. It was clear grudge racing and nothing but, okay? And it was a platform to give the kids the game. For the family to get together and do something as a unit, and everybody left satisfied getting what they came to get. The vendors got what they wanted, the promoters got what they wanted, the racers got what they wanted, and the fans got what they wanted. And If you look at the graduation of the day, if you say you're not satisfied with it, well, the solution is simple. We have to stop giving grudge shows. The greatest show on earth, they call that at one time the greatest show on earth, that was the circus. When they tried to do anything to entertain you, anything to entertain you. You might see a fat lady. You might see a bearded lady. You might see a tall man, a midget. You might see anything. Look at the grudge. Look at grudge shows now. You see a big wheel contest. You see a go-kart contest. You see a shootout, a grudge out, a mash out. You can see anything at a grudge show these days. And what you don't see a lot of is grudge racing. And that's because the leaders have to step up and lead. Okay? The fans are dissatisfied. If you're a dissatisfied fan with grudge racing today, let me hear you say amen. If you're a dissatisfied grudge racing fan today, or a grudge racer or a grudge promoter or anything, let me hear you say amen. Or heck yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I got one. That's the only person that's this. Listen, if you called my phone, if you called my phone and told me some story about you hate grudge racing now and you about ready to leave it alone, I had a guy call me yesterday and tell me, man, I got two shows this weekend. I ain't even going because I don't even want to see this stuff that they got going on right now. And I've been getting phone calls like that. Man, when you coming back, when you coming back, man, don't let me start calling names about people telling me how dissatisfied they were. And you know what? I ain't even got to do all that. I know. Okay, we got a couple of amens. Okay. let the church say amen. Yo, man, it's like, and really the problem is, right, the fans, you guys are the biggest problem. You guys are one of the biggest problems. I mean, leaders lead, but understand that when you pay something attention, the person that's, look, if I kept slapping you in the face, right, and you never stopped me, you just stood there and took it, what reason do I have to think I'm doing something wrong? What reason? So I'm going to challenge the leaders. Uh-huh. Anyway, let me say this. When the grudge fest started, when we had to leave the streets because of the police and all that kind of activity, and we should have left the street and we should have came, but the two things is that we came to the track and we started the grudge fest and everybody knew what the deal was. Everybody knew what they were coming to the grudge fest. Everybody knew what they could expect when you were a grudge racer. When you came to a grudge fest, you knew you were going to get called out. Some call outs you could answer, some you couldn't. But you negotiated the best you could until you couldn't negotiate no more. Now they're making this stuff too easy. You just jump in a group of racers and race till you get to the final elimination or whatever the case. See, that's why drag racers, John Force and them, never ever had that problem because they're not confused about who they are. They know what they come to do. They know what their mission is. They know what their product is. They, when the fans come, they give the fans the product that they advertise. Grudge racing is an authentic grassroots sport, and people love it. They love the name grudge racing. And people who are giving grudge shows, well, I can't go in anybody's heart. I don't know if they love grudge racing or not, but I'm going to say this. If they did love grudge racing, they would stop confusing the people. They would stop having shootouts along with grudge racing. When you say that you want to have a drag racing show, that's fine. That's fine. A guy just told me that they're having a show down here in Fayetteville on June the 8th, and they're having shootouts. It's a shootout show, and that's what they're having. But they're not having any grudge racing. They're just having a show. And They're not putting the word grudge or attaching the word grudge to the title of the show so nobody's confused about what they're coming to see. They're not disappointed. That's why people, when they go to the, they say I'm going to the ice cream parlor and you serving bologna and cheese and hot dogs, that's not an ice cream parlor. You go to the ice cream parlor to get ice cream, not all this other stuff. You know, everybody got this smorgasbord and you don't know, you might go to and get anything there. So anyway, the big piece is this, all right? We have to take these shackles off, this slave mentality. And I said the word slave, and I said it right. See, because the reason that you became a promoter is because you want power. You want power. You want the money that comes with the power. It scares me because I think it's going to be hard to get grudge racing back the way it was intended, shaking my head. Miss Janice, anything worth having is never easily obtained, unless you got somebody big on your side, and sometimes we do. Well, we do all the time when we're on his side. But the big thing is it starts with intention, intention. If we want to get grudge racing back, right, then we'll start acting that way. We'll start doing the things that's necessary to get grudge racing back. When you have a grudge fest, everybody knows ain't no shootouts. So if you want to get some shine, if you want to get on the stage, you got to come and get in the paint. You got to find you a man, grab you a man, tap him on the shoulder, and say, let's do something, you know. But everybody wants a show now. And that's what these live feeds and all these grandstanding is about, capping, as you say, is because everybody wants to put on a show. Grudge Fest was never about a show. It was an event, an event. When you went to an event, you were well satisfied when you left. Every time you go to an event, you know, an event has a specific purpose. They hone down. It's not a circus where you might see any and everything. Event has a specific purpose, you know. When you go to a concert, you ain't seeing no bikini contest at a concert. You're going to a concert, you know. You're going to hear musicians, and usually of a certain genre, you know. You're going to have to see some rap music, some hip-hop music, some R&B, some jazz, some opera, whatever concert you're going to a specific concert. You're not going to see some of any and everything. And that's the problem. We have our fans confused because grudge racing means something. It always has, and it always will. But the thing is, a lot of people are confused now because when people hide under that umbrella of grudge and then they present something other than grudge, the fans are not going to be satisfied. They're never going to be satisfied. And my suggestion to you fans, if you're not satisfied, stay home. Stop watching this nonsense. And some people are not going to like that. They're going to get mad. But listen, my challenge is to the leaders, okay? To the leaders. All right? Let's become professionals, all right? So that when we, you know what? The thing is, we got these shackles on our head. We got the slave mentality that we believe that this ain't going to never change. It will, and that I can promise, I can guarantee that's going to change. And Ms. Janice, don't worry, it's coming. It may not be there when you want to, but it's always on time. Okay, Ms. Janice? Janice Starks, and happy anniversary to you and Slim as well, and many, many more to you. And but the point is that we have to become – we can be just like John Force and them. We can be just like John Force. And they just had the NFL draft the other day. All those rookie players were coming up, and they getting in the game now. They taking their place. You know, they're going to get their contracts. They're going to get their money. The team's going to improve and all that. That's a team sport. But we got the same opportunity over here if we just come together and take off these slave mentalities about trying to be somebody that we not, okay? Everybody wants to take something that they didn't create. We created Grudge Fest, the Grudge Fest. I didn't say grudge racing, the Grudge Fest. We created the Grudge Fest. We gave it a name. We gave it honor, okay? So we know how it works. It works when everybody, when all the players come to one place to race, to grudge race, not drag race. John Force and them, they got drag racing on lock. Everybody else that tries to drag race and they're not like John Force and them, they're the dun-dun-duns. You got Nike and you got everything else. You got the top of the heap. Grudge racing is the top. Grudge racing is the top of drag racing. It's even harder than what John Force and them do. Now, they get paid because they're organized. We could be doing the same thing if we take off this slave mentality. Oh, master going to get us. No, we got to take off this slave mentality and understand we can do anything that we want to. There's nothing stopping us except a few little fragile egos that said, oh, it wasn't my ideal. I don't want to play. I want to keep putting on the show. I want to create something new. You can't create no new. There ain't nothing you can do with a car, with an automobile, except drive it. You can't fly it. You can't ride it. You can't do nothing but drive a car. There's nothing else to do with it. And you can't create nothing else. Are there any promoters watching and listen? Whether they are or whether they're not, they will. They listen, but they don't want you to know, so they hide in the back. I'm not trying to inflame nobody. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. Let me calm my voice down because we all need to work together because we're all on the same team. We're all in the same boat. You know, like I said, I love this game, and I'm sure that everybody watching me right now loves it, you know, and a lot of them love it. They just got away from it. They understand that if we get back to the real grudge racing, the money is going to come because the fans are going to come. The vendors are going to come. The tracks are going to be after us if we organize and get together. We're all on the same team. But we just got to understand that we got to use grudge racing. Grudge racing has to be, we can't dilute it. We can't put water in our gas tank and stretch it and make more gas. You know, oil and vinegar don't mix. We tried it before. You know, I bought a $40,000 motor, $40,000. Spent another $25 in my car getting it done back in the day. Black car right on the wall over there. So you go get the picture. But and I took it to the track. The very first time I took it to the track, took my gas can out, filled up the tank, started it up. After it ran for about 30 seconds, it cut off. I couldn't figure it out. Got on the phone, called the guy. He was in Long Island. Nah, I'm in the bed. It's Sunday, but I paid him a lot of money for him to get out of his bed and come to the track. He came to the track, and he started diagnosing this, that, and the third. And guess what happened? Guess what was wrong with my expensive automobile? It had water in the tank. Water. I had a gas can. I had put some water in to do something else with it at one time and forgot about it and poured it in the gas tank. Couldn't blame nobody but myself now, because the can clearly said gas on it, but I put water in it for some other project I was on, and that's what it was. But gas and water don't mix, and grudge and shootouts don't mix. That's why nobody's satisfied right now. Ain't nobody satisfied, and a lot of people scared to say, you know, what they feel. Oh, I'm dissatisfied. I don't like this. I don't want to go to grudge races no more. This, that, and that. Everybody, I mean, you don't know how many phone calls I get people telling me that. You know, everyone's out here fighting and doing the same stuff. I mean, think about the attendance of grudge races lately. It's going down. It's not going up. Think about the number of grudge races you see. It's going down. It's not going up. Think about, you know, guys, the way they're doing this now. People saying, It's locked. And ain't no money. Not $1 is up. Ain't no locked in grudge race. But the leaders have to stop that. You know, we got to love our fans. We got to try to give them the best grudge fest possible. When they come, we want them to say, yeah, I'm going back next time. And that's for the whole thing, because when you have one bad show, it's a domino effect. It creates other bad, you know, it gets a bad taste in people's mouth. They don't want to be bothered no more. So I'm saying this out of love to all the promoters out there, to all the grudge game leaders. Let's stop trying to put on shows and let's get back to the grudge fest. You know, I ain't got nothing against nobody. I don't, not at all. But I know that these fans, if they can, you know, find a little backbone to speak up and say what you feel. I mean, how do I know you don't like what I'm giving you if you never tell me? How do I know? If you keep coming and when I keep giving you the show, you keep coming. Oh well, I guess I'm doing it good. Then they keep coming. They keep watching. They keep tuning in. Yeah. At the end of the day, we're gonna need somebody. I got to get off here in about 14 minutes. Somebody have some courage to stand up and understand what, like I said, we created this product a lot of years ago, about 2008, 2009. That's when the Grudge Fest became really popular. It was a place to showcase, to bring all the players in one place. It was a family-friendly event. It was a platform to pass this sport on to the next generation. I was there when I was a kid. I was taught. I was given the game. We got even racers now like Cliff Milton giving his son the game, passing it on to him. Grudge Fest were invented to showcase grudge racing. That's all it was back in the day. There was nothing else but grudge racing. That's why it was so authentic. That's why it was so genuine. That's why the name carries so much weight now. When people hear grudge racing, they go crazy. They don't think of the show. They think of the Grudge Fest. Think about what I said. When people hear the word grudge, when you associate it with anything, they think of a grudge fest, not a show with, you know, golf carts and mini bikes and dune buggies and bikini contests and whatever else. You know, I understand that, you know, and like I said, I'm not knocking nobody, you know. And I love the innovation, like a cooking contest, you know, because people always cook that. You know, Grudge Fest, since I know it, people sold food and sold like their trunks and hot plates and stuff like that. That's all good. I commend Long Island Joe for his innovation and having those cooking contests and him and Dexter with the pig contest. That's all cool, you know. But the racing is what I'm talking about. The racing was about grudge racing, right? And so the truth is this. There's a difference between the truth and what's true. I ask that question. The truth is an indisputable fact. So when you say the word facts, it's different from true. When you say that's true, like I'm sitting down right now, that's true. All right? But now I'm standing up. So that's not true anymore. You can't change the truth. You can change what's true. I got on glasses. No, I don't have on glasses. Okay? So both of those things are true. And the bottom line is, the fact is, when grudge racing was good, it was because we went to the track to see a grudge fest. Not a grudge show. Mixed in with a whole bunch of stuff. Be nice. All right, guys. I'll open it up for questions. Everyone wants to be seen and heard now and wear the big boy pants, but don't understand your resume and how you treat people is only what counts to be bigger. Wow. Thank you, Patty Cake. Very good report, Joe. Are you saying Grudge Fest only deals with grudge racing? Yes, I'm absolutely saying that. A Grudge Fest, from its original intent, the reason it was created, Grudge Fest did not always exist. We were street racers. When we came to the track, we tried to come in with the drag racers and mingle in and get in where we fit in, but that was a calamity because grudge racers run with the lights on. I mean, drag racers run with the lights on. Grudge racers run with the lights off. So instead of us trying to go to their events and fit in, we started having our own Grudge Fest. All the lights is off the whole day. Lights don't come on at a Grudge Fest. The lights don't come on, okay? And we don't have no shootouts. All we have is grudge racing all day long. Understand, everybody keeps asking, keeps wanting, keeps talking about, I wish I could go get some grudge racing like back in the day, like back in the day, like back in the day. Well, grudge racing like back in the day was pure. There was nothing else when you went to a grudge fest. A grudge fest and a grudge show are two different things. So the truth is, when you go back to its origin, grudge fest, grudge racing, the grudge festival was a platform to showcase grudge racing and get all the grudge players in one place. So that's what we got to get back to. That's what you got to demand as fans, and that's what we got to create as promoters. So I got about 10, 15 minutes maybe for questions, comments, whatever the case, and then we're out of here.
I'm going to just make a statement, Pro Stock.
Yes, sir.
Back when it comes to Grudge Fest, when it comes to dealing with Grudge Fest, at our local track, you know, before it got closed down, you know, one of the perks of the Grudge Fest was you got in, you got your tech card free, you know, but you had to have a grudge race, you know, and as long as you had, you could have one, as many as you want, but it started out with one. And that was the perk right there, you know, that was the incentive. And as far as racing at a track, that's the way it's been with me pretty much all the time, you know, until, you know, you got the shows, you know, I participated, but I can honestly say right now that I have made the decision for the team that, you know, we are going to pick and choose where we go out to, you know, and if the events are too congested, and when I say congested, I'm talking about with different classes, all steel, 275, yada yada, you know, or shootouts. You know, if all that is under one roof, 9 times out of 10, me and the boys, we'll fall back. You know, so and that seems like it's working for us so far. You know?
Yeah, because understand this: principles protect the product purpose and the potential. A grudge fest has the purpose was to put all the players in one place so we can race. And the potential is like it's you when you left a grudge fest, you left well satisfied because you got what you came to get. And people now are using the word to attract people, but they promise a grudge, but the payoff is not so great these days, to put it mildly. All right, anybody else? Comments, questions? Comments or questions? Okay, we're talking about the truth. Talking about keep it grudge and keep it moving.
Good evening, good fellas. Joe, Pro Stock.
What's going on, Mr. Wong?
I'm good, man. I ain't heard your voice in a month of Sundays. What's going on, man?
Reorganizing, just getting back. I had to go on a journey to seek out some truth. I found it and I came back.
Okay, okay, my man. I'm just tuning in. Can you give me a little recap real quick on the, you know, the topic of the day and what we're speaking on?
The topic of the day is the truth self shatters free. And if we want to be truthful about it, grudge racing, right, has been bastardized because of the grudge shows. In the beginning, when we created, when street racers came off the street and went to the track, we created something called the Grudge Fest, okay? Grudge Festival. And our principle is those are the laws that govern a product, like you have a car. There's
mm-hmm.
only one thing that a car was created for was to drive. You can drive it fast. You can drive it in circles. You can drive it in short. You can drive it in a truck. You can drive, but just the car is to drive. Now, it has the potential to do a lot of different things, but it was created to drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the thing is, the manufacturer gave you the laws of how the car has to run. You have to do this thing. You have to put transmission fluid in the transmission. You have to put water in the radiator. You have to put gas in the tank. If you violate any of those laws surrounding a car, can you still operate that car like it was intended? Drive it?
No.
No. Okay. Same thing with a grudge fest. A grudge fest was intended to put all the grudge racers, the grudge players, in one place so we can race. That was what we intended for grudge fest. Grudge fest like back
mm-hmm.
in the day. Everybody keeps clamoring. Everybody keeps saying, I want grudge racing like back in the day, right? And the reason we don't have that is because we forgot about the principles. We forgot about the purpose and the principles. The laws that govern the laws that govern a grudge racing and grudge fest. The grudge fest was created for one purpose, put all the grudge races in one place, and then a lot of stuff is going to come out. A lot of good stuff is going to come out of that. But the reason it's happening now, we're having grudge shows. Well, the grudge show,
join the meeting.
People are confused. People are confused because when you go to a grudge show, you don't know what you might see. You might see some naked midgets or whatever you might see at a grudge show. You might see two go-karts racing. You might see a lawnmower and a bicycle racing. I mean, just, you don't know what you're going to see at a grudge show. But at Grudge Fest, everybody knew what they were coming to get. And the reason that it's not good now is because people, the leaders of grudge, have gotten away from following the principles. Principles protect the original purpose of a product.
Okay.
Right.
I agree.
So the principle of grudge racing is that Grudge Fest was designed for grudge racing only. Now, if we get back to the grudge racing, right, if the leaders get back to grudge racing, the fans are coming. That's why you can never be satisfied when you go to a movie and you get a puppet show. You're not going to be happy when you go to, or let me stick with the same thing. You're not going to be happy with your car if you put the wrong plugs in your car. Like the manufacturer said, your plug's got to be gapped at 32. The person that created your motor said your plug's got to be gapped at 32. You say, no, I want to gap my plugs at 38. Is your car going to run right?
No, sir.
Okay, then that's the whole point.
It's gone.
Right. So when you go to a grudge fest, you use the word grudge, fans. When you think of grudge, you think of the ideal of a grudge fest, an event that you go to where you see nothing but grudge racing. That's what you think of when you hear the word grudge. It's built in. There's no, you can't think of anything else because when the word grudge fest was created, Walter Mann is one of the originators of grudge fest. Walter Mann, talk to me, doctor. How you doing, OG? But that's what a grudge fest was. And that's what it still
okay.
should be. It can't be anything else because you're misusing the product. The product is grudge racing, and you're misusing the product when you take grudge racing and you use it for another reason, to put on a show. There was once upon a time, there was something called the greatest show on earth, and you know what that was, right? You've
Talk
heard that
me.
Thing? The greatest show. Who can tell me what the greatest show on earth was?
I've heard that before.
The
Who
greatest show
it?
On earth. Somebody tell me what it is. The circus. That's what the greatest show on earth is, the circus.
The circus. Oh. Okay.
And that's what's happening right now. Oh, nice.
Bonneville Circus, the greatest show on earth.
Right, Bonneville Circus. And so what I'm doing now is I'm challenging the leaders of the game to stop misusing the product. Grudge racing has a big name. It's authentic. John Force and those guys have drag racing on lock. If you're not with racing with John Force and them, you're a nothing. Not you're not a Nike. You're a Van or a Pro Kid. I don't know if you know what Pro Kid was back in the day, but that's one of those.
Yeah, you're speaking low. You're speaking low out of my range.
All right, what's the low budget sneakers these days?
They're all neck and neck, damn near.
What's the low budget sneakers these days?
I remember when Skechers used to be a low budget. All right,
how about this? It's the Walmart brand. It's the Walmart brand, okay? So
okay.
It's the Walmart brand versus Nike. And So
basically what you're saying is some knockoffs versus the authentic.
Right, the knockoff versus the authentic. See, John Force and those are authentic. That's the authentic drag racing. Everything else is a knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the Grudge Fest is the authentic grudge racing. Everything else is a knockoff. And so the thing is, when you get the knockoff, hey, I like that, Mark. You know what? You made that real clear for me. I was searching for the words and I couldn't find it, but thank you very much. So you should have got that 5,000. But anyway, so the that's between me and you. That's between me and you. That's between me and you. So, but the thing is, when you get the knockoff, it's like, but you present it as the authentic because you use the word grudge. That there was Donald Trump gold sneakers. Wow. Thank you, Running Bear. You did right. Donald Trump gold sneakers. All right. Somebody just came in with an iPhone. Okay, iPhone that just came in. Tell me who you are. Please tell me who you are. iPhone, tell me who you are, because if you're not, I'm going to hang you up.
That's me.
No, it's two iPhones.
Oh, I don't know. I just came back in.
Okay, the other one's gone then. Okay, good. All right, so yeah, the knockoff and the authentic. So grudge racing is authentic. That means something when you use the word grudge. And so I would challenge all the promoters and all the leaders of grudge, stop using the word grudge and shoot out in the same sentence or even in the same program. Let's get back to authentic grudge racing, because you use that term to lure people in, and they have this idea they're going to see grudge racing all day long. And guess what? That's not what's happening, because we look at the fact and look at the facts, and this is the truth, not true. True is temporary. Glasses on, that's true, but now I got them off. Now it's not true anymore. Okay. But when you got you guys are coming in now. I'm getting ready to go off. The truth is that we have to get back to the grudge fest, the original reason that we created the grudge fest was to put all the players in one place so we can race. That's what a grudge fest is for. A grudge show is something very different, and that's what's causing all the problems. You got people thinking the authentic grudge fest, and the reality is, what's truth is, they're thinking grudge fest, all grudge racing, and the reality is what's true, not truth, but true, is that you're giving them a grudge show, and that's a problem. That's why there's such dissatisfaction with the grudge game today. People are calling me left and right, oh, this grudge ain't what it used to be, grudge racing is bad, and again, there's nothing wrong with grudge racing. It's just the misuse of it, okay? When you have a product that was intended for one thing and you start using it in a way that it was not intended, contrary to popular, that thing is not going to have a good result. Contrary to popular belief, cars were only made to do one thing, and that is drive. Drive. You can drive them an eighth mile, a quarter mile, or 5,000 miles, but they're made to drive and nothing else. They're not made to fly.
Marcus.
They're not made to roll over. They're made to drive.
June 1st, right? How's the all steel, all glass class going to work?
Cliff.
I don't know, Cliff. I'm not coming out to do no class.
Exactly. That's what Pro Stock is talking about. It's all about.
Oh, thank
grudge.
You. I was about to get mad. Thank you, Cliff. I appreciate that. I'm sorry.
On,
I was about
man.
To get mad. I said,
on,
I know
man.
You didn't slip and talking about no dang gonna shoot out after what I just didn't say.
I gotta keep telling all y'all I'm quicker than you, man. You didn't even know it was coming until
I did
it.
Not. I did not. You let me slap myself. Let me slap
hey,
myself
you,
for that.
Marcus. That's all right.
Hey Cliff, he had you in low one. He ready to go high gear on you.
That's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened.
Yeah, we come to grudge.
Me and the fellas were selective. And once I found out that format is basically like that, shit, I jumped to it. I jumped to it. I ain't got
so June the 1st. So you got an all grudge event, Marcus?
We got a. I'm helping out a group of guys collaboration, and it's called the DMV versus the 302 Mafia at June the 1st at Custom Tees Motorsports Park.
Okay.
It is a grudge fest. Now there has been talk of you know, guys wanting to do a couple shootouts, whatnot. That's on them and the other parties involved. But we coming to straight grudge.
I hope you discourage them. I hope you discourage those people talking about that nonsense. Because again, that's the problem now. Like when you go to a steakhouse, you ain't going there for hamburgers, right? That's not what you're going there for. It's different. You go to McDonald's for a hamburger. You go to a steakhouse to get you a nice steak. It's different. And you know when you go to the Nike shop, you're not going there for knockoffs. You're going for the authentic. So when you said the word grudge fest just now, I was making up my mind just now that I'm going to that event. That's the first event I'm going to. When you said grudge fest, it's different. Grudge fest means grudge racing, period.
Yeah.
It don't mean nothing
grudge
else.
Fest, baby.
Well, then you can't have no shootouts if you got a grudge fest. Or else that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling the people, the promoters, the leaders. Do not confuse the people. When you say grudge fest, that means something. Please do not confuse the people. Now, if you say we're having a drag race show, because all grudge racing is drag racing, but not all drag racing is grudge racing. That's the difference now. But a grudge fest is all grudge racing.
On that behalf of Marcus, that flyer don't say a damn thing about a shootout or all steel, all glass, or no 275. It says this versus that. And I said, damn it, count me the fuck in. I'm repping 302, Pro Stock.
My man, well.
I'm repping.
No doubt, doctor, no doubt.
I'm straight repping.
Hey, I see some of your people up here.
He got one lock.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do. Huh? That's what he's supposed to do.
And he coming down, Pro Stock, to pop, lock it, and drop it.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. If y'all promise me that y'all gonna have nothing but grudge racing, I'm gonna get back on my soapbox and try to get some races locked in for y'all. That's what I'm gonna do. If you promise me all grudge racing, I'm gonna get back in the game. I'm gonna put on my promoter hat and promote the crap out of this all grudge this grudge fest.
Mm.
You got some shootout though. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You ain't got to tell me now. You can take your time and talk with your peoples and talk to their peoples and have lunch and some finger tea and whatever. Talk about the shootouts.
I got you, doctor. But look, the game is definitely missing you, Pro Stock. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, as one of the guys, Jason Gray, said, it's been a little dry. So I was excited to see that I was punching on to a grudge show when it asked me to log in my name and my picture because somebody sent the link, but I didn't know what I was logging into. Logged on, I heard something about some grudge racing. I said, "Oh hell, we back on top shelf."
Yeah.
All right, flattery will get you nowhere. But anyway, it's all good. I appreciate it, doctor. But yeah, man, we just got to get back to the original purpose of what a grudge fest was for, and the authentic intention, and it wasn't now about putting on no show, because these shows, all they do is confuse the people. And Cliff, your lip lock crew can meet us at Capitol, and motor to motor, my dad will do something bad to you, and your dad will do something bad to you. And you good and well know it, you
Who's
Joker.
That, man? Who's that talking?
Rock Jordan.
I don't know Joker. I don't know him either, but tell Jordan and Rock Jordan that him and his dad can enjoy Capitol. Enjoy the heck out of it, you know, because I won't be there.
Okay. Well, you know what? They just send them an invitation to, you know, hit you up and DM you, and y'all can start talking. And you can see, that's what grudge racing is. You negotiate. And again, Rock, that's what the man said.
Let me tell you something. When you talk out loud like that to somebody that you don't know and they don't know you, you just throwing wind in the air, and that's what my man just did.
Uh-oh.
Now, whoever him and his father is, if they really want to see what's going on, they can DM me, and we probably see what we could do on June 1st. I got one more piggy bank. If I got to turn that motherfucker over and break it open, then I will. All right, Mr. Jordan, you are.
No doubt, Clip, and I love it. But see, understand this. That's what a promoter does. A promoter sees two guys with a standoff, right? And nobody giving nothing. Like they came to a dead end. What a promoter does is redirect the traffic so they can get back on the road to negotiating. That's what I just did.
Okay, well, okay. No problem.
You did your job. You did your job, but I'm doing mine too.
Okay, now they got to do this.
He said we can set something up. He said we can set something up. He said that. So he came back with it. Good deal, Rock. Good deal. That's what it's all about,
like,
man. That's what it's all about. It's about negotiating and getting. And hey, Rock, why you not coming? What's the name of the event June 1st, Marcus at Custom Tees?
DMV versus 302 Mafia.
Okay, DMV versus 302 Grudge Fest, baby. Grudge Fest.
Yes.
Get it right before it be a fight. All the players are in place so we can race. That's what a Grudge Fest is for. All the Grudge players in one place so we can race. That's what a Grudge Fest is for. And again,
Marcus, you know that dude, man? You know that person?
I just know him from just a DMV Grudge, and we didn't have a couple conversations through inbox, but I don't know what car he represent, Cliff. But I mean, that ain't hard to do. We can get together, like Pro Stock said.
We're gonna have to, because I don't
figure it out.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. You know,
he called you out on a national Grudge talk show.
Yeah, but he behind the other door.
He behind the door.
Yeah,
well,
he behind the door, man. I can't.
All you gotta do is hit the join the link real quick before Pro Star cut the show off, and let's see what you're talking about. Put a face to the name, baby.
Hey, Rock, come on the show. Rock, come on the show real quick. Come on the show real quick, because we got just a very few minutes, and we got to go. We got to go.
I need to find out if you got something too heavy or something too light. But either way you look at it, I'm a dude.
Rock, yeah. But, yeah, that's the thing. You whatever he got, whenever you find out what he got, you can negotiate. We're not class racing. We grudge racing. In grudge racing, any two cars can race. That's the whole secret. See, that's what it means, all the players in one place. That means when you get there, you find somebody that look like that you want to do something to them, or somebody that you admire, somebody you want to beat just to get their name. Because that's why I used to want to beat my uncle. My uncle Roy was one of the baddest grudge racers in the whole world, in my eyes. And I used to want to race him. I mean, I ain't never had nothing to beat him.
You kept your eyes closed. That's because you kept your eyes closed.
Whatever.
I'm just messing
anyway.
With you.
No, everybody entitled to their opinion about whatever, but you know, when you know who you are. Oh, you know what? Rock, what's... He said we're going to race, we're going to get it together. He's doing something right now. He's not available now, but he said we're going to race, we're going to get it together. So, yeah, I can even, you know, get y'all on the phone together, and then we can get it done, you know. Yeah, but again, you got to understand that when you have a product, only the manufacturer of that product can tell you the truth about how to best use that product, the purpose and the intention. Grudge Fest was never about a show. It was about grudge racing. When you came to a Grudge Fest, you knew exactly what you were coming for. That's why the word grudge has so much power to this day. We train people through all the Grudge Fest, because most people that know about Grudge Fest, you know, they know it from back in the day, not from this stuff that we've had recently. And again, I must admit, I was looking at the history of my videos and look at, you know, we used to put one little shoot out here, one little that's there, a little filler thing here. And now it's just it's just taking over. It's like The Blob. You seen the movie The Blob? The Blob started out real small, and the thing got bigger and bigger the more it ate.
You're going back all these old movies, bro. Stop chill, man.
Well, now,
no. But again, it's apropos because understand the Blob was a monster, and it started out real small and harmless. Nobody wasn't scared of the Blob when it first started because we used to did the old Jacks, the Last Man Standing. That was a shootout, but we loved it. That was exciting news. The old Last Man Standing. Then it went to the 28th. Then they went to Peel It Till You Kill It. Then it went to the 632. Then it went to the Baddest Backhand. Then it went to the G-Body. Then it went to, and it kept growing and growing and growing. And now it's out of control. The Blob, the monster, is out of control now. It's out of control. So, again, we got to take it away. We got to separate the two, and that's what it is. Because the fans, the racers, the promoters, the attendance is going down. The grudge racing is going down. The civility is going down. The Grudge Fest was a family affair. You brought your kids to the Grudge Fest, and you gave them the
family
game.
Reunion.
Exactly. That's what it was, a family reunion. Now
family
you got people
reunion.
Calling in threats on events. You got people being banned, and people can't. I mean, come on, man. This is out of control. It's out of control. Anybody else agree? I'm the only one that sees that.
You ain't heard the latest, but we're going to talk about that another time.
let's talk about that another time. You call me on the back line talking about it. We ain't giving no airtime to no nonsense. We talking about grudge racing. If you ain't keep it grudge keep it moving.
Right. Is the lady with the pretty car with them kisses on the front of the grill, on the front of the bumper on here.
Christina,
what's
where are you?
Name?
Sugar.
Christina.
Yes, she here.
I want to see her. I want to talk to Sugar. Can I call you Sugar? I don't want you to get offended and say you're going to do something to me.
Her name is Sugar Mama.
We're going to have to get into beans.
Her name is Sugar Mama. Christina, you there?
Sugar Mama, Christina. She must be on mute.
Yeah.
I had some brown with a pearl of thing that I want to put on them lips. If she could make it June 1st, and they call a little something called Sweet Low. You understand? You understand me? Wachter. Doctor. Did you follow me?
I got you. Say it again Say it again.
I had a brand new, and I'm talking about a brand new, just come out the box, some lipstick, and it's brown with a little pearl in it. It looked like purple. Purple is brown, and that motherfucker says, I want to smack her lips. I want to put some of it on her lips. Called Sweet Love. It's called Sweet Love.
Oh,
I want to put some lipstick on Sugar. I want to put some lipstick on Sugar, that pretty Malibu. I want to turn the lips from red to brown as purple.
We got 2 minutes. She's on here, but she must be on the other line or something like that. She must be on the other line. So,
okay. I know she raced, got a nice ride. But let's put that shit to the side and get into beans.
Oh, yeah. Forward to hearing about your event on June 1st, looking forward to that. And like I said, my challenge to all the promoters is, again, let's keep it separate. Let's keep shows, because who got their hand up? Who got their hand up? Well, anyway.
They should have their mic open, then they could talk.
All right. All right. So we'll be back on probably on, I can't do it, Thursday, but we'll be back on, I don't know. I'll make an announcement when we'll be back on.
Joe, before you close out, you telling me you've been sitting back and taking count like Cat Williams did for 22 years? That's what you're telling me, right? Since you've been missing. Okay. All right.
No,
tell
everybody how they can get your book, man.
Oh, Amazon. We just put out the official handbook of grudge racing. You can get it on Amazon.com. It's called the Money, Math, and Mystery, the official handbook of grudge racing. So it's out now.
Now, is that in audio or is it just paper?
It's just paper. I'm going to get it into audio version, but we're working on that right now. But it's in paper right now. But I know you're not the first person to ask me about the audio.
I'm going to be the elephant in the room. What's the price on it? So we ain't no guessing.
$9.99.
Send me
in
the link.
Paperback version, the paperback $9.99 for the audio, the Kindle version, so you can read it, and you can download it from iOS or Android, whichever one. But you have to download the Kindle app before you can download it, and then the audio version will be $4.99, but the paperback version will be $39.99.
Okay. And how many pages on it?
Is it 100? Something like that. 100. Between 80 and 100. I can't think of it right now. Between 80 and 100.
Well, how many chapters?
13. My favorite number.
13 chapters.
13 chapters.
All right. That sounds good. I want to support it, and I want the book.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right, guys. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Anyway, like the truth shall set you free. The truth is, we got to keep grudge racing, grudge fest, and grudge shows separate because grudge racing is authentic, and we can't dilute the product. Pro Stock Joe, and now you know what I know.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked at the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the pay.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is? Check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
N-G-R-A. N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
Goodbye.